The average guy today is like one of those domesticated tigers that's been living in captivity for so long that it's forgotten how to hunt. Now, the man like this, he knows something is wrong. There's some kind of primal genetic memory that's always whispering in his ear, telling him that he's meant for something more meaningful, something more fulfilling, something more wild, even. And he gets a little taste of this in his favorite vices. You know, he gets the adrenaline pumping when he watches his favorite sports team, or he watches his favorite superhero flick or whatever it is. You know, he gets that rush when he's watching his porn or he's consuming his alcohol or drugs. But he knows that they are not really what he's looking for. They are just a shallow imitation of what his soul, his spirit, his body craves, which is real life, real living. Still, enjoying these sterilized pleasures certainly beats out slaving away for his corporate masters. So as soon as he punches out at the end of the day, he's plugging in to some form of escape. This is the cage of comfort that blunts the edge of the modern man, transforming him from literally the apex predator of an entire planet into some sort of domesticated livestock. On some level, he's aware that he's being shepherded, controlled, you know, slaughtered even, resources extracted from by the politicians and corporations that run the world. But thinking about that too much brings up feelings that he doesn't really want to feel. Luckily, you know, the new fast food burger or video game or show is always there. You know, there's always some new OnlyFans model that'll take his mind off of all of that troubling thinking. In fact, the most important job for the domesticated man is to make sure that he never remembers one thing. It's a thing that if he were to remember it, it would ruin even the most chemically enhanced dopamine hit that this modern culture can serve up to him. That truth is the truth that his cage of comfort that traps him in this sad lifestyle, the door to that cage is open, and he can leave any time he wants. He must never remember that the jungle of adventure is sitting there waiting for him, calling to him, so that he can live as the man that he was meant to be, live as the way he was designed to live. In fact, if he were to really truly recognize this, then he would remember that he is actually meant to be the king of that jungle. And if he were to remember that, well, then he'd probably have to change. You are meant for more, my friends. Even if that cage is open, technically, it's closed in most of our minds. And the only way that you can open it is through the path of self-mastery. That's why I created the Self-Mastery Club. It's a place for all guys who wish to live on the front lines of their own life, to become the king of their own jungle, and to become the man that they were meant to be. So if you're interested in that, check out the link in the description. Ooh, yeah. See you on the next one.